Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and everything associated with K-pop. Sometimes you get anime, sometimes you get Genshin, but I really don't think there's going to be any of that this week. And as always, you can find us on all streaming platforms. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok. I am currently uploading slowly some of the New Jeans fan call stuff.
Right.
I'm working on Hiren's Omona.
You can finally upload them because he got his signed album.
I did get the signed album. We will also be talking about some Blackpink, of course, some random metaverse stuff, some 17, of course, BTS, Stray Kids, maybe a little bit of TXT and Le Sserafim
and
for
Big
other
Bang.
Reasons. Yes. Big Bang, you are correct. And we'll kind of sum up the disc. What is it? The
disc Golden Disc.
Golden Disc Awards. I was close.
Close.
So that's pretty much what we have in store today. So let's kind of get started. First off, we didn't even have this on our agenda thing. But yeah, I did get my signed album.
Yep.
It was very interesting how they signed it.
Yeah, not what we expected.
I don't think it's how anyone would ever their signed album to be expected. Like, when I got the box from Weverse and I opened it up, I was expecting to see, you know, like, signatures on the box, the outside cover box, right? Not on, even on the plastic, because it was opened already.
Right.
Like, on the actual box.
Yeah.
Check both sides, nothing. So we opened it up and we, like, went through, like, all the different postcards. I'm like, maybe they all signed a postcard. Nothing on all 25 postcards. Then we got to the book and the CD. The CD had nothing, too. The book... Well, there's nothing on the outside.
No.
So I was like, at this point,
like, did they forget?
Did they give me just like a random, like a blank one?
Yeah.
Or is there, I was like, did they really sign random pages in the book?
Mm-hmm.
Flip through the book. Lo and behold, first couple pages through, Minji.
Yeah.
So, yes, flip through the rest of the book. All the other members had signed the book, but like they
in
all chose
spots.
Chose random spots. They put my name.
Yeah,
like
they did.
Well, two of the Honey and Minji just put my first name. The other ones put Cordova Joseph, right?
Yeah.
And they just signed random pages.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. At that point, they should have just signed because like it comes with photo cards, right? And one of each member. They should have just signed on
each
photo card.
You're right. Why couldn't they just sign the damn photo cards for me? Why or just.
Even
they
the,
could do the book still, but can you still sign
just
like
the sign on
something
the front?
Together?
Yeah.
I wish they signed it all together. Now I'm actually gonna probably do it. I told Haley I'm probably gonna like not rip it apart,
just
but like take
it
apart, cut it, and actually frame it.
Right. Off the random pages.
Yeah,
the five random pages.
There's no way
sign.
For me to display just the booklet and you can't see like everyone's signatures at
so
the same
weird.
Time.
That's still cool though.
That's just me nitpicking, but yeah, I got it. So it came in randomly. It was like raining. Thank God our postman is cool enough to always like wrap our packages in like a plastic bag. So he's the MVP. Shout out to the postman. But for the most part, yeah, got it. So that's why now I'm finally uploading.
Yeah, now he can finally upload.
I just uploaded actually them doing the LA sign. Because when I told like each member I'm from LA, they like all got excited and all of them did the LA hand sign.
Why is it that all K-pop idols like LA?
I don't know.
They get so excited.
It's because they haven't been through the real LA. The real dirty, dirty, ugly like part that, like, I don't know. Even people from LA don't like going to LA. And then LA is huge. When we say LA, like maybe people think of like just Santa Monica and like Hollywood and Los Angeles, like the actual city, but LA is like a huge county.
Right.
Like it's huge. I think the county, LA county itself is bigger than Oahu. like from Hawaii. Yeah, like one of the islands of Hawaii.
That's nuts.
So yeah, that's pretty much how to, I guess we could sum that part up. So first things first, Coachella.
Oh, right.
Blackpink.
Mm-hmm. They're headlining.
It's happening. First off, a lot of people dropped news and then it was fake because there was no, like, it wasn't from any official sources. No. Right? But we finally got it. Even like all the Blackpink members themselves posted it on Instagram.
They're very proud.
They're headlining day two of Coachella. So both weekends.
Yeah, both weekends.
I don't even really know the dates, but it's usually in April.
It's April 15th and 22nd.
Oh, well, there you go. Haley knows. And yeah, that's actually, you know, they made kind of like K-pop history. They're the first like K-pop headliners ever at Coachella. So that's going to be super cool because, I mean, they did technically perform at Coachella
a while back.
And I'd be surprised if they came back to Coachella not headlining. So right. I'm glad and I'm happy they're headlining. I wish them the most fun and luck and to be safe because we are not going to be there.
Nope.
Because we're going to probably be in Japan. And at the same time, even if we were not in Japan, if that's what's going to happen, we would not even go to Coachella because we're old farts now and grumpy.
It's not even that. It's
grumpy
just,
and I can't.
Maybe that's him. But then for me, I feel like I'd rather just go see a full-on concert of theirs and pay for that instead of going to Coachella and not really enjoying all the other groups. Because I don't listen to that kind of music anymore.
Yes. And like, I guess that's the main thing too. The experiences we had like at our own Barricade and own like actual concerts for Blackpink, like their own concert. Is going to be it's a lot different and it's going to not be the same and probably not in a good way from my perspective.
Right. It's like we won't be able to be in the front unless we go there super early and have to stay there.
We have to camp out
the
whole
day
because they're going to be headlining. So they're at the end of the day at that stage. So
like, that doesn't sound fun.
And it sucks for all the other artists performing throughout the day because I know a lot of Blinks and a lot of people will be camping out and waiting. You know, not actually listening to those artists before Blackpink, but waiting there for Blackpink, first of all.
Just like how it was for, like, Hobie when he performed.
Yeah, just like when he went to Lollapalooza. So it's like it's a music festival. Mm-hmm. It's a different vibe and a different perspective compared to going to their actual concerts. And if you put it into perspective, like, the price of the ticket itself, I mean, not even VIP tickets, then you have to pay for, you know, lodging because you're not standing and sleeping in the middle of the desert.
Didn't some people used to do that?
You can, but you can't. But you have to pay for that. So you still have to pay for all the, like, it's like for parking. It's like you kind of like camp and park out there. But for the most part, like, you total all that up. And if you're lucky enough to get Barricade tickets at retail face value stuff,
it's cheaper.
It's still cheaper.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive and be in the middle of the desert and, like, be far awake because you'll be pushed by a lot of people and barely see them from the stage. And your boogers won't be black and because of all the dirt and the dust.
But we have some friends that are into that scene and who are also into Blackpink. So I think they'll be going.
So have fun. Shout out to you. Because
I mean, because they're going to enjoy the whole, you know, festival.
Yeah, because I feel like there's only a few artists that I know now on this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like,
Gorillaz
I saw Gorillaz and Jaiwolf and, like...
Isn't Porter...
No, I don't think I saw him.
No? Is he?
Maybe Porter Robinson's there. Maybe
I know Jackson Wang's going
to
be there.
Oh, yeah, Jackson Wang is there on Sunday. So, I mean, if you're planning to go, have fun. It's just not for me anymore. Like, my Coachella was when I listened to, like, indie and white... Like, I was whitewashed, basically. And I listened, like, The Transplants, Phoenix Headline. This was, like, all 10 years ago when I was in college. But yeah, so now it's like, yeah, Porter Robinson, Gorillaz, Frank Ocean, Blackpink. I mean, I'd go for Blackpink, but at the same time, I don't want to see them for just like their hour and a half, like, stage compared to, like, you know, like, we got a full on show with crazy special effects specifically for Blackpink for like over 3 hours.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just all for Blackpink. Mm-hmm. So it's a different. It depends what you're interested in, what you enjoy.
I know there are people that love Coachella, so.
I think I used to, and I just enjoyed it more, I guess, when I was in my youth.
I was telling Joko I never went to Coachella because during that time, I was still going to K-pop concerts back then.
And there was no K-pop in Coachella, trust
no,
me.
No, there wasn't.
Tegan and Sarah, and yeah, there was like a lot of other awesome indie bands and artists when I used to go. And a lot has changed even before, like, K-pop started getting in there. It's mm-hmm. like a lot. It doesn't even feel like, because it used to be more like indie rock and mm-hmm. you know, like alternative rock and right. stuff. But now there's like a lot of like mainstream everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially a lot of like hip hop and stuff, so it's pretty cool. It's like mixed in, but it's definitely different from a different time from back in my day. So that's it with Coachella. Oh, speaking about Blackpink and YG, I guess they dropped a performance video of one of the new members, Haram,
for their new
AKA group. Not Garam for Baby Monster, correct? For YG's new group. It sounds good, and it was very interesting that the song that they covered was a very OG song, like back in when me and Haley were younger. Like this is what we knew. Let Me Love You by Mario.
Yep,
Mario, guys.
Super classic.
I remember hearing this and listening to this when I was like, I don't know, like was it in elementary school or even high school or in between?
Might be elementary for you.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mario. It was kind of weird because I was like, oh my God, is this Mario?
Because I think I was still in Australia back then.
I think it probably was that long ago, so that was pretty interesting for them to choose Mario as their song to kind of, you know, show off the vocals. Really good. At this point, Gen 4 just has like, I feel like all of Gen 4 vocally and like dance wise is just like
it's they just have to be the top.
So high like the bar is set so high for every trainee and every member that gets like released. So next, another weird. Okay, I guess the bar doesn't have to be too high, because if you're not good enough, they'll just make you. You know what
that's
I'm talking
so
about?
So weird.
So, Metaverse Entertainment, which is also a subsidiary of Netmarble. Do you know have you heard of Netmarble?
Isn't that the one that does the games?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like one of the Netmarble games we did recently play. They do a lot of online games.
What Netmarble? I mean, like, I remember seeing
the Ghibli one.
Oh, Ni No Kuni.
Ni No Kuni. So that, I think that Ni No Kuni, the mobile one, was a Netmarble game. Mm-hmm. And I think there's probably actually a lot of Netmarble games.
I think there was other ones that I had played with it, because I remember the little logo.
Yeah, the logo,
the
right?
Monsters, yeah.
Yeah, so there's like they have a lot. They even do like some of the anime games, even for like Seven Deadly Sins and stuff.
Oh.
So they are announcing their upcoming K-pop girl group.
That's so weird.
There will be four members, and they will all be AI members, so not real people.
So it's kind of like what aespa has, but aespa has real and AI.
Yeah, so they all these just live in Kwangya.
Yeah,
they can never come to our world technically, unless they just through the screen.
So what is it, kind of like Vocaloids almost?
You know what, that's the best way to describe it. It's K-pop Vocaloids. They have names.
Ooh.
Marty, Tyra, Zena, and Sue.
Interesting.
Is Marty? Is this gonna? Is there a guy? Is this like Card?
I don't know.
Yeah, because the other.
But are they gonna actually look like humans or anime?
Or are they gonna look like Marty from Rick and Morty? Marty. So of course they're probably gonna be like. Actually, you know what? I don't know.
We don't know.
I'm just imagining.
Like, Kwangya. I'm imagining Vocaloids. That's why.
I'm imagining Kwangya. Like the Espa's eyes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was very
when
interesting.
Are they releasing that? Have they said?
Apparently,
anything?
January 11 is like when like I think we'll get more info, like a teaser.
Isn't
I don't
that
know if
today?
It's okay. Or maybe that's why we found out about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I just throw dates here, Haley. Okay. Uh-huh. So with that said, I think we can.
And their
move
name
on.
Maeve.
Oh, you're right. There is a group name. Maeve. Mm. Mavi. I don't know. M-A-V-E. However, wherever and however you'd like to pronounce that. That's what it is. So let's move on, because this one was pretty cool. We've talked about this in a previous episode. How if you watch Wednesday, and if you haven't, go watch it right now.
Right.
Wednesday and Enid are they're characters from the show, but they're actual... actresses that play them are actual K-pop stans.
They are.
So Wednesday, Ortega.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega is she's a stay.
Yep.
And then on the other side of that is Emma Myers, who plays Enid.
Mm-hmm.
She's a carrot.
Right.
And it was pretty interesting that I'm sure some people have already seen this, mm-hmm. but yeah, she was on Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
I think she was there for, you know, Wednesday.
Yeah.
But she, it got like Jimmy Fallon knew.
Yeah.
And heard about that. She's uh-huh. also
a carrot.
She listens to 17. So she really dropped some knowledge. She's legit.
Yeah, she's a real carrot because she even explained the meaning of their name, which is like, if you're not a real carrot, you probably don't know why they're called 17.
Oh, 17, correct.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Because you think like 17, oh, what? And then Jimmy was like, was there 17 members? And then she's like, no, that's not the reason
why.
No,
there's 13
members.
And then his face was funny. He's like,
yeah.
Wait, what? Which is the same face that I probably made the first time when I asked Haley.
Yeah. 13 members, one fan, three subgroups, and then one fandom. So that's like 17.
You add it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so she dropped it. She was excited and happy. So shout out to Emma Myers.
Oh, yeah. And she even, this wasn't on the Jimmy Fallon one, but then right. in another interview, she had said that S-Scoops and Jeonghan are her biases. And then on Jimmy Fallon, her favorite song is To You, which is a B-side track.
It's a good song.
So it's like she really knows.
She's a real one.
She's deep.
She's a real one. She's a real one.
And then she even attended their concert prior to COVID, the OG.
Yeah, so like back.
So she's been
She's in the know. She's a for reals carrot. Also, since I guess 17 is technically in Hybe now, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll be talking about a lot of Hybe stuff right now. Let's start with I guess New Jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? It blows my mind. They have another member that is just announced as a brand ambassador
at a young age.
Like all of them, like mm-hmm. not even because like okay, yeah, sure they're young, but then how young is the group? Like you know, the group is just
not even a year old.
Less than even half a year old,
yeah.
I think. The how much like attention they're getting and popularity they're gaining.
Attention.
yeah, I got your attention. Mm-hmm. Is kind of mind-blowing to me because, I mean, you know, we have all these other artists and mm-hmm. Other groups. You know, I follow Twice still, of course.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, not all the members ever got, like, individual brand ambassadorships.
Right.
I mean, Blackpink was one of the few groups where each member had one,
mm-hmm.
to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had big name ones that, you know, that people knew. But,
right.
Damn, New Jeans? Three of the five are now brand ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And they're not just like any other small, like these are actual big brands.
Right.
So Danielle just got signed up by Burberry. That's insane. One of our friends, James, is very excited.
Because he loves Burberry.
Are you sure that's the only thing he loves?
Yeah, he liked it before Danielle was born, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know about that either. Well, then again, I have a couple of Burberry items myself. So, like, that was super exciting to find out, too. But if you didn't even know, two of the other members already have their own brand ambassadors, are already brand ambassadors mm-hmm. with two other big-time companies.
Mm-hmm.
We have, before her was Haiyan.
Mm-hmm.
She was signed on, which is the Mangnae.
Yeah.
Signed on for Louis Vuitton.
Right.
Brand ambassador Louis Vuitton. BTS just got brand ambassadorship for Louis Vuitton, like... Mm-hmm. Very recently.
Like a couple years ago.
Like, that's how recent it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what? Like I said, they just came out less than a year ago. Like, less than 6 months ago.
Right.
So,
I really think it's because they're under Hybe.
That's 100%. But
Big Bang. BTS paved the way for everybody.
But the thing is, too, Le Sserafim is under Hybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there's, like, a lot of other...
And it depends on their little company.
But too. I feel like, you know, I think this is kind of already setting, like, how it was for Blackpink. Like, NewJeans is probably going to be the
right.
big Gen 4 girl group.
Yeah, they are.
Of this generation, which I'm excited for. I'm invested already, obviously. And before Haiyan got Louis Vuitton, which I hope... we got to get all those matching Louis Vuitton jerseys like they wore.
Oh, right.
Because even like Jin was wearing one when he played tennis.
Right.
It was like similar to the one that they wore in New Jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the first brand ambassador from New Jeans was my bias, Hani. And guess what? She was signed by Gucci, like off the bat.
Right.
That's insane. It like blows my mind. That's freaking insane. That just shows how much confidence People are
how
already
much power they have.
How they're being projected to be like these like Blackpink tier level,
right?
Basically, in the future, that's why all these companies are coming in early, right?
They investing know where in to, yeah, they know where to
that's,
invest.
I mean, that's what Chanel did. That's what Celine did. Like they knew. So yeah, that was there's new jeans, I guess. Again, let's see. Oh. Speaking of keeping it in the Hybe family, there have been interesting dating rumors.
It's just rumors, okay?
Rumors. And they're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just rumors, okay? Dating rumors circulating Le Sserafim and TXT.
Mm-hmm.
You want to drop some names for us?
Yunjin.
Yes, Ha Yunjin.
And Yeonjun from TXT.
The guy that's like an Energizer Bunny.
Right.
Right. yeah, so they're circulating rumors. And the reason why is because if you didn't know about this, Yunjin had just recently released her own like a solo single song.
Right.
Which is a really cool song called Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Like I equal sign, but cancel out the equal sign equals doll, like D-O-L-L, like a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it talks about the hardships and like the problems with being an idol. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, kind of steps all over it. And she even cusses and says, fuck.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, to be honest.
That's her American.
That's America right there. That's good old America. That's the American Yunjin for sure. And it's a really good, well-written song. Like, me and Haley just played it before the podcast. Because I've only listened to it a little bit, but I've never... When I played the music video, this is the first time I saw the music video. First of all,
yeah, it's second, all hand drawn.
Apparently, it's her artwork, so it's pretty awesome.
Her artwork.
So the animation of the music video is like really simple, cute artwork, and it kind of relates to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was paying the most attention to was the lyrics. Really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clapping.
Clap, 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 clap.
That's for Yunjin. Also, I'm gonna flex. Yes, my bias. Super proud because it was really good. It was really well done. And we were looking for this art because there was a lot of people blowing it up around social media.
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain art piece that looks like her, which actually she's conveyed in music, most of the music video.
Yeah.
And then you can see that even the other members of Le Sserafim in the music video too as drawings of her art. And but there's a boy in a hoodie.
With green hair and piercings.
Who the hell could that be? There's very few people if you narrow it down, and it was narrowed down some quote unquote K-nets.
Right.
This is ironic because I think this song was made to like as an anti K-nets, like a spit on the K-netizens' stupid opinions and stupid rumors, stupid judgment, especially judgment.
Right.
That's why I love this song a lot because it's like, you know how like K-nets always judge and like say small
nitpick
little things
shit
talk
all
about like
the time.
Oh wait, yeah, she covers and uses it, puts it in her lyrics. She doesn't give a fuck. I love it. And she just like you know like that's it's this song is anti K-nets or like kind of like we don't give a f like kind of thing about you and how you feel and all that stuff, like even though like they're always being judged as idols, right? They're always in the limelight, they're always in the eye of the camera, so they're always being micro like not my like they're always watched under a microscope kind of thing. So yeah, so of course K-Nets would be looking at this interesting fellow who, when we watched the music video, I told Haley, I was like, I never saw it in the music video.
Yeah, I was like, am I going crazy? I was like, wait, are you sure? So I looked back and it was actually the cover art of the song.
So
on Spotify.
Maybe it's like on Apple Music and whatever type of streaming service you use. But so on Spotify we checked it out because that's what we use, Spotify. And yes, the cover art for it's actually not even under Le Sserafim.
It's under her own thing.
So Ha Yunjin. You can look her up. And she has a few songs too. But yeah, so if you look at the art, that's where it is. And that's where people were kind of like trying to piece everything together.
It's funny though because there are pictures of Yunjun wearing a gray hoodie, having green hair and the piercings on the same side.
So
she used him maybe as like a reference, but people are taking that as, oh my god, they're dating.
Oh my god, they're dating. You know what I think of every time I think of it? I just think of them on Game Caterers.
Right.
So if you haven't watched the Hybe Family Game Caterers episode, like New Jeans wasn't in there yet. They're probably, you know, getting ready for their debut. But like, yeah, like 17 was there. TXT. We've talked about this, I think, in an episode
two.
And Hypen. Mm-hmm. And of course, Le Sserafim was there. We have Fromis and a couple of their solo artists.
Right.
And they have like a big game caterers, like, I think it's like four Field or five day. Episodes. It's so much fun. But it's cool to see. Remember Yunjin and Yeonjun were like dance machines.
Yeah, they were.
Along with our boy, other boy from TXT.
Subin,
of course. And it was super cool and fun to watch. So that's what I was thinking.
I hope they have one this year.
They better.
And New Jeans will be in it. And I hope they better. BTS will, like, the members who are left of BTS will attend. At least a couple, though.
Just Jungkook.
Because not all of 17 went. I think there was, like, maybe, like, six of them only. Yeah.
So, like, please.
There's no excuse.
Jungkook, come
on, man. You guys
aren't
doing anything.
Be homie. Maybe Jimin. Maybe V.
I know. They really should. I want. Because they had set a table up for them. But then they were busy. Were they doing tours?
They're probably also getting ready for, like, you know, the hiatus. So.
Right.
I understand. They're, like, super busy.
But now. This year.
This year now. No more excuses now. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, Idol is a really good song. So check that out, too. You know what? Wow. I think we've flown through it. This is where I need to start saying to give us a rating, a review. If you're enjoying this podcast, of course, every week, we very much appreciate you already. But it would be super nice of you if you know, give us a rating, review, a like, subscribe, notification bell, all that different stuff that you can do wherever you're tuning in, because we are available on basically every platform. And we also upload, like, videos and pictures and stuff on our social media stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at PermissionToStandPodcast.
What do you have on there?
What do I have on there?
Yeah.
The latest video is actually your New Jeans fan call.
Oh. How come there's no videos from you?
Because I post them on my personal one.
How dare you?
It's fine. But then there's also a lot of Stray Kids, Blackpink, Twice.
Everyone wants to know, including myself, will you help Joko and upload something every
now
and then?
They can just follow me on my... my personal one. It's just all Stray Kids, though, honestly. And maybe a few Blackpink videos. But if you're a huge Stray Kids fan.
You did not even answer my question. You're just... Can you just, please, just once in a while.
What am I going to upload?
I don't know.
Bang Chan with all his TikTok filters?
Sure, yes. We have all that. Was that recent, too?
That was this week,
yeah. So, is that on the...
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so, Haley will... That's Haley's promise for 2023.
I'm just going to use the same video that
I made. Care.
Okay.
As long as you put it on ours, okay, too. Okay. Okay. So check us out there, because Haley will be posting content now.
Bang Chan.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so with that said, you know what that means. It's BTS and Stray Kids time.
And Big Bang.
Oh, and Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Because they're kind of sprinkled in with BTS, right?
Right. It's crazy, because so, they're my three alts from different... time period.
What do you want to do? Where should we go? Where should we go first? You take the wheel.
We can do BTS, because then it kind of bleeds into Big Bang. Right? Because I lost my track.
Oh god, Haley.
I can't even So
You got it?
Yeah. So Jin, obviously, he's in the military right now, but new photos have been released. I guess they post, because I was wondering, I was like, how do people get these pictures of him? I guess the actual military base or wherever he's at post them on some website for, like, everybody to see.
Of course, they've used Jin.
Yeah, I mean, like, the other people that are training there get posted as well, you know, for their friends and families to see how they're doing. And then Jin did training with gas masks.
Oh, I love the best video, the best pictures they have are of him being
gassed by tear gas. It's so sad.
It is. It's like funny because it's like, it's Jin, but at the same time, it's like really sad. You know,
yeah, because
to be
dang,
posting photos of this, like, it's kind of weird.
So they did that kind of training. And then, I guess according to his name tag, he's the company leader, too.
Leader Jin. God have mercy on this company. He's probably the leader, and then when they all, like, are finished with their thing, he's going to be the leader, like, of their group chat. And, like, they'll probably be on Discord a lot and playing a lot of video games together.
So, I mean, he's obviously doing well. and it's still like 500 something days till he comes back.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Don't even start counting because it's going to be a while.
One of my friends, she actually has a counter on for him.
Oh, of course she would.
But it's crazy because I think she put one up for like, it was a Chanyeol from EXO. And I remember when she first started, it was like 200 days. And then all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, he's back already. I was like, what the fuck? It happened.
Well, there you go.
It goes by, sometimes... it goes by really quickly. And he was back before I knew it. I was like, what the hell? But so more BTS and also Big Bang news. Taeyang and Jimin are to release the Vibe MV January 13th, 2 p.m. KST. So for us here in Pacific Standard Time, it's actually going to be on January 12th at 9 p.m. So that's tomorrow.
It's already here.
Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't know it's tomorrow.
It came by so quickly. I feel like they just dropped the teaser.
The teaser was freaking interesting to me too because, man, Taeyang is...
He's tanned.
He's super tanned. He's like as tanned as Jesse.
Yeah.
Or like Hulk Hogan. He like literally is super tanned.
And it wouldn't be a Taeyang music video if he wasn't topless.
So that's why he's even more like Hulk Hogan. Because Hulk Hogan's always topless. And he's blonde.
Yeah.
Taeyang is blonde right now too. He's... wow. So that's,
don't put that image for me in my brother. Head. No.
Can someone make a meme of that? Like Hulk Hogan and Taeyang like hanging out together?
So, I mean, like, it was like, what, a 20-second teaser? And the vibe, the name of the song, the vibe of the actual...
Oh, Haley, you're so funny.
The vibe of the actual song was very like, I don't know, it gave me like those sexy music. I don't know if that's what it's actually going to sound like, because you know how sometimes teasers throw you off.
Yeah, yeah. You have to wait till the actual thing.
Yeah. But Jimin is wearing nothing underneath his jacket and one buttoned up jacket. But he's not topless like Taeyang.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll ever do that anymore. But I'm excited to listen to that. I feel like a lot of Big Bang fans who aren't even ARMY are like, you know, of course supporting it and are super excited. But I feel like it's more exciting for me because I'm obviously OG Big Bang and then BTS.
So VIP
so it's
ARMY.
Like, yeah. But Taeyang wasn't my bias, but still, I'm super excited to hear music from
him.
Well,
he's your BTS's bias, right?
Yeah, that's so true. That's Jimin's bias.
That's why
bias.
Jimin should have been super stoked and excited.
I bet he is. I hope they do like behind the scenes and making of the film.
Oh, they
too,
better.
Where they're like,
it'd be such a waste if they don't.
I'm sure they will. I feel like Bangtan TV always puts out like behind the scenes.
Yeah, they had stuff even for Yoongi with Psy.
That's so true.
Like,
yeah, so they'll
do even
it.
Dance practice, like when he come in for dance practice true. With Psy. So.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to
those. I think you could
too.
You know, have some faith for sure.
Speaking of Yoongi, he is in LA right now.
Yoongi. So yeah, he's here.
He's here to attend the Valentino event. And supposedly he's going with Zendaya?
That's random.
I don't know if it's just because
what
she's going to...
What does Spider-Man think about this?
I don't know if she's just going to be there and then he's going to the same event, but then it could
make
just
it
be
sound
like a clickbait. Like they're going as a date.
Together.
But they're not probably. I
don't
know,
Tom
actually.
Holland. Maybe Tom Holland's cool enough to be like, all right, go for it, Yoongi. Either way, Tom Holland and Yoongi are short as hell. They're short kings.
That's true.
Like, especially and Zendaya's tall.
Yeah, she's
so
very tall.
It'd be really... fun to see them next to each other, to be honest.
And then he's also...
Oh, if it's Yoongi,
mm-hmm.
100%.
He's going to go to an NBA game here.
Most likely Clipper game.
But I saw that he posted, wasn't it a Lakers jersey?
Yeah, I think he went to a Laker game.
Mm-hmm. As well?
He might be going both, but mm-hmm. he just know for a fact when Yoongi's here, like he's going to be going
he
to
loves
a basketball game.
It. Yeah, he always attends... Short king next to all the basketball players.
Oh my god. I don't. Oh,
I still
that's
remember
right.
That picture.
With the Warriors with Klay Thompson. Oh god.
Oh,
yeah.
Yoongi.
Yeah.
One more thing BTS related. So, the yet to come in Busan concert is going to be in theaters.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget?
It starts in February 1st, and it's going to only be in select theaters on select dates.
Think of it as, you know, when you're anime films, like when we watch Quintessential Quintuplets, it's only there for like 2 weeks, but specific dates.
Yeah.
So you have a limited time to watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be playing like in a lot of theaters, actually, and they have a lot of show times for them.
And it's tickets are out now.
Yeah, they're out right now. They dropped yesterday.
So you should definitely grab them because it's gonna, you know, you won't get good seats like later on.
Right.
Kind of thing, if you wait longer.
Yeah, so we grabbed ours yesterday.
For Screen X.
For Screen X, which is the same one we went to for Blackpink.
And Top Gun.
And Top
Gun. I think we've talked about it. Screen X, if you've never seen or heard of it, it's not, don't confuse Screen X with 4DX.
No.
4DX is the crazy one where it moves.
Like the seats move.
The seats
like
move. A ride. You feel air, like water dripping and stuff, yeah, if it's raining and the yeah shit. And like, but everything's in the front. Like it's just, you know, the screen
the
in the front.
Normal screen, yeah.
Screen X has three screens. The regular front screen, but it's extended also to the left and the right walls. Mm-hmm. So the walls
like
are screens.
Surrounding you.
It's freaking cool. Like if, God, Screen X for Top Gun was insane.
I know. He was having nerdgasms.
It was amazing. Blackpink was insane, too, because that was the first time we watched Screen X.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to expect. No. And then I was like, oh, my God, what is going
on? It's so cool, actually.
So that was cool watching Blackpink and Screen X when they had their, like, documentary film.
So, obviously, we liked it enough to be able to see BTS.
Oh, of course.
As well.
BTS is going to be great to watch. I'm excited for it. Super, super duper excited.
And usually, like, with the theaters, too, when it's K-pop movies, they always allow you to bring
your light sticks. So, yeah, it'd be super
so I'm
going to
bring mine.
Oh, also, like, just remember, not every theater is a Screen X and stuff like that. So just make sure you double check if your theater has it or look for something nearby that has a Screen X because highly recommend it. You should watch it in Screen X.
Yeah.
Not 4DX. 4DX is, like I said, different. It's like kind of weird.
I mean, some people like 4DX too if you want the moving chairs and stuff.
Especially a concert.
Yeah.
Like, Screen X is great. Plus, like, they have like other stuff that only you will see that won't be seen in every other theater.
Right. Like they project
a special amount of different pictures and different things also that you will not see in the regular theaters.
Right. It's like to immerse you more, basically, and make you feel like you're at the concert,
I guess. But then, like, even aside, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you remember, it's like they have, like, collage pictures moving around.
Yeah.
So it's not even just, like, a 3D. Like, it's not like a 180.
No.
Panoramic view of the concert, but at the same time there's actually stuff and effects going on in the sides, and it's really cool. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, so we're seeing that I think February 3rd.
Yeah, I think so
because it starts on February 1st. So I'm excited to see that, and that's it for BTS.
Yeah,
for now.
That's surprisingly enough, and we watched Run BTS.
Yes, I did. I watched the one with the cat ears.
Oh boy. But yeah, it's
for the most part, they're
still alive. Like, you know, BTS is still doing well. I know we're like slowly just getting, you know, one solo at a time, and they all have like different schedules.
Yeah,
and then because Jin's in the military. Who's going to be next? Is it going to be Yoongi or RM?
It's either those two.
Has to be one of those. Yeah, two. Why don't they just go together?
I wish.
They should.
But Yoongi has to release his.
Oh, that's right.
And I think Namjoon was going to release something else, too, before he leaves.
We'll see. But yeah, so hopefully it's all staggered and, you know, everyone keeps, ARMY keeps getting fed.
They
the most
will.
Part.
There's seven of them, so.
Does that mean it's time?
It's time.
Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
In the building.
Stray Kids in the building. So, actually, today they just released their teaser photos for their first full Japanese album. It was not what I expected for teaser pictures.
How so?
All it was their hands. So I had to try and guess whose
hands.
That
is the biggest tease of all teasers, to be honest.
So, basically, they dropped 8 pictures, and then each member was with, like, a musical instrument. So the way that they upload it on Twitter, I noticed that they always drop it by age. So it's like Bang Chan, Lino, Chaengbin, Hyunjin, in that order. So the way... That's what my guess is. But then people were saying that, like, no, like, this one is Hyunjin's hands. I was like, no, that's definitely Bang Chan. Bang Chan is the conductor. But people were saying that that's Hyunjin's hands. But for sure, I know Bang Chan is the one that is the conductor. There's no way. He's the leader. I mean, I don't know for sure, but that's my guess. I trust
your instincts.
And then Chaengbin, I think he was holding, like, he was doing the drums. Felix had, like, a cymbal. like, what are those things called? The symbols?
Symbols, yeah. Yes.
And the
hand gesture you're showing me are exactly symbols, yes.
But the reason why I knew it was Felix's hands because he was wearing his couple ring.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, so like, I'll see if my guesses are correct when they release the actual teasers with the members attached to them. So like, it was just all their hands today. But the concept seems really cool. It's all to do with like music and conducting and all these instruments. And like just all the colors is very vibrant. So I'm excited to see the actual teaser pictures.
Yes, yes. We got teased with a tease.
I was like, what the heck is this? So all the teasers for solo members are going to be dropping each day this week. So
okay.
On their Japanese Twitter and Instagram. Not their regular one. Bang Chan. Actually, there was like a lot of lives this past week.
There was.
With Stray Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bang Chan did.
Of course, we don't get the damn notifications. We find out the hard way or like through other.
I only get the ones for YouTube. So I did get the ones from Felix.
Right.
But like, and
TikTok
is
still
room.
Wild.
TikTok,
it's like,
I never get them.
Only reason why I got it or saw it is because I was on TikTok.
Right.
And I got a notification.
Yeah, that's
I was like,
so
what the
dumb.
Hell?
Because like I've even like uninstalled my app and then like put the notifications on and off. And I still never get live notifications for some reason. It's so stupid.
It doesn't. Yeah, it sucks.
But anyway, we were able to catch Bang Chan's TikTok live because he went on at a decent time. Like it wasn't like at 1 a.m.
Thank God.
And he was playing with a lot of TikTok filters the whole freaking
yes.
time. That's all he was doing,
I
honestly.
Hope people have seen it or caught the live.
Yes, please watch it. It's very entertaining.
It's wild.
It's like a child, like, just figuring out TikTok filters for the first time.
He was basically feeding Stay a ton of content.
Yeah.
Basically.
The one that was, like, really fun was, you know those ones where you have a question above your head, like, oh, in 2023, and then it kind of, like, scrolls through all these different possibilities. So his ones, the ones that he got was, in 2023, you will, and his first one was, get married. And, like, his reaction was so funny. He just, like, started laughing, of course. And then the other one was
his freaking, like,
nervous giggle. it's like you can hear it in your head.
Once you've seen him do it live all the time and, you know, you watch Chinese Room, it's like,
yeah.
Yep, it's the exact same one.
And then another one was, you will meet the one. And then he was so lame. Not lame, but he was so cute. He was like, I've already met the one. Stay.
No, he's lame. That's lame. That's lame.
No, he's so cute.
I'm just kidding.
And then the other one was, in 2023, you will have a kid. And he was like, he was laughing at that one. So he's like, no, I already have 7 kids. I don't want any more. His members are his fucking kids.
My favorite one was when he was a seal.
When he was a seal.
If you haven't... I'm going to have... Haley, will this be your first post, please?
Yeah, I'll sure. do all the... He also was french fries, a burger, a
clam.
Oh,
that was my favorite. When you tell your man he's a snack, then there you go. He's literally a snack.
And then...
Double C, of course.
Oh, my God. And he was also, like, a knight riding on a dragon.
So there's your Game of Thrones...
He was and he was also riding in a convertible car with like a head towel and sunglasses.
Oh, that's the one I made a small random edit of. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just really entertaining watching Bang Chan go through all those different filters. He also, in the beginning, he talked about, I guess someone asked him what fairy bread is. And if...
Ah, yes, fairy bread.
If you don't know what that is, it's actually an Australian... Would it be a snack food, I guess?
Yeah, what else would it be?
Like, I don't know.
It's not a drink?
No, like, a meal?
You think this is a meal?
For me, I guess, when I was
this
a kid.
What is this? Is this your breakfast or your dinner?
A dessert, actually.
Okay, dessert makes sense. But
okay. So
snack
what,
and dessert.
What fairy bread is,
oh my God.
It's basically white bread. I guess it doesn't have to be white bread, but it's... For me,
that's racist. Why does that have to be?
He even said white bread too, because I feel like you have it on white. So white bread, butter, and then it's called hundreds and thousands. You probably don't know what that is if you're not Australian. What it is rainbow sprinkles.
It's a bunch of, it's those small circle rainbow sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Like the really small ones.
Yep.
That's called hundreds and thousands.
It's called hundreds and thousands. And it's funny because on his TikTok, he went off screen for a little bit. He's like, oh, wait, let me show you. Because people were asking, like, what are hundreds and thousands? And he has some in his dorm, I guess. He has like a
what? That blew my mind. He came back. Because I'm not watching it myself. Like, Haley's watching on the side. And he came back with his own container full of hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
He just has this lying around?
Yeah, what I guess so. He maybe got it when he...
What if it's Felix's?
Oh,
Felix Bakes, right?
That's true.
But and I was he's Australian too.
The thing is, like, because they both went to Australia recently, he probably packed some to bring back. Because I saw that he was packing Vegemite.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
so
he probably brought his hundreds and thousands. Try it. It's honestly really good. It's basically sugar bread with butter. But it's delicious. I used to eat that a lot when I was a kid growing up. what else? So, like, right after his TikTok live, he said bye, and then he went on Channy's room on YouTube. I haven't watched that one yet. And then another YouTube live that happened this week was Felix, Ian, and Sungmin. It was so random, but so fucking funny.
All I can hear is a song in my head. That viral song that everyone...
So, Ian had obviously learned this song. If you don't know, it's a TikTok trend going around right now. It's called... Did I write it down? It's basically like Chu Kawai Kute Gomen. I think I wrote it down. Where is it here?
Can you say it more American?
Sorry! I got it.
Chu American Goten Go Chu Chu.
Chu Kawai Kute Gomen trend. There you go.
Nailed it.
So... Felix learned it on the spot because Ian and Sungmin, of course, already knew it. So they were teaching Felix how to do it. And so, like, they ran through it twice, and I was learning the trend with them. And then after the second try, Felix, like, set up his phone, and then they actually recorded it for TikTok, and they uploaded it on their TikTok for JYP's Stray Kids. So it's on there. It was really cute. But also, they were playing Jenga the whole time as well. They were basically just having a lot of fun. They had lollipops. And for some reason, I feel like Felix was just, like, on a sugar high the whole time.
He was, like, cracked out.
Yeah.
On sugar, basically.
And then because he lost the first game of Jenga and then his punishment, I guess they decided that his hair had to be in pigtails. And Ian did his hair. But when he, like, looked at the camera and saw how he did it, it was, like, at a 90 degrees angle. So, like, one pigtail was, like, all the way up, sticking up straight, and the other one was, like, sideways. And Felix was like, what the heck is this? But then he was just, like, flapping them around the whole time. He was, like, having fun. It was just a really fun TikTok live to watch. Oh, not TikTok. YouTube live.
But the cool part was, like, it kind of matched one of his old photos.
Yeah. So, like,
it was a cute photo of him.
When he was a kid, like, he had his hair in a similar...
Yeah, tied
in a similar...
It was really random how, like,
you
similar
know how, like, when you're in middle school and they have, like, those crazy hair days? You guys had that here too, right?
Yeah,
I guess in Australia that was a thing.
I feel like that sounds familiar.
Because in Australia, what they did, they'd have, like, this day set and you'd have to come to school and have, like, crazy hair.
That's
I remember
pretty
cool. My mom, she tied my hairs in braids and, like, stuck them up, like, Pippi Longstockings, and
like
then, like, yeah, and then she's, like, sprayed it with, like, colorful, like, hairspray and stuff, and you go to school like that. So I think that's what his picture was for, because his hair was all, like, crazy.
That explains a lot more.
Yeah, so that's probably
an Australian thing. Cool.
Yeah, so we had that in Australia, so that's probably what those pictures were from. I think that's it, because now we can move on to the Golden Disc Awards.
Yes, let's briefly go over these, because it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we watched all the performances. I didn't stay up for this one. Well, thank God I didn't, because when the performances, like, it was only, like, maybe an hour, but that show went on for, like, 5 hours.
That was 5 hours?
I'm like,
hours?
What the fuck? Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
Because there was... All
there
the performances
was,
did not equal even an
yeah,
hour.
Exactly. It's
oh
all the talking God. And then, like, the advertisements. And
that
then,
was 5 hours?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because it was from 3 to 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Because
I'm
I think someone else, like, they were like, oh, yeah, it was still on when I woke up or something.
That's wild. Okay, so, yeah, that It was really cool though. I mean, you want to go over like some of the winners, and obviously there's some notable like performances on our end.
Yeah, so Stray Kids, they won 2 awards at the Golden Disc. I think it was, I'll just look through it later. I have it written somewhere, I can't find it right now. But
yeah, you do have like a lot of different stuff here.
I know, yeah. So I'll just go through the list. So Digital Song of the Year was IVE. Album of the Year was BTS. Best Digital Song. There was a lot in this category. So Big Bang. Wow. Big Bang.
To think Big Bang actually like was
with that one rated. Song they dropped.
Jeez, that's pretty wild.
Last year. Idol, IVE, J Park, Melomance? I don't know who that is.
Kim Min Seok, yeah.
Yeah. New Jeans and Psy.
Lim Young Woong and New Jeans and Psy. New Jeans, man, they're there already.
Best Album, Blackpink, BTS, NHYPE, and NCT, NCT 127, and Dream, 17, and Stray Kids. So they won Best Next. Album. Artist of the Year was Psy. Good for Psy. Most Popular Artist was G-Idol and Stray Kids. Rookie Artist of the Year, IVE, Le Sserafim, and New Jeans, of course.
Yay.
TikTok Golden Disc Popularity Award was BTS. Best Group was Treasure. And Best Performance was 17.
Good for 17, actually.
Yeah. They won Best Album, too. So.
Best Album. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, shit. Every NCT, basically. Right. NCT, 127, Dream, and regular NCT. Yeah. That's pretty wild.
And then, for Stray Kids, I was super excited because they performed. This was their first live performance of Superboard and Freeze.
That's true.
It was What'd really think? Good. Amazing. Like, they kill it every single time. But and I feel like they always make it. Even though it's like an award show, I feel like they always turn it into a Stray Kids concert.
Yeah, but there was an actual, there was no actual core, like maybe a little bits of choreo, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it's like mostly just singing
for Freeze
to the crowd,
right?
For Freeze, yeah.
But I was then Superboard. Superboard was fun. Like, I mean, I only watched it once. It was pretty cool.
So they
have like individual fan cams up of each member for like all the groups.
Good
if
job,
you
Golden
check,
Disc.
If you want to check those out, it's always nice to focus on the members you want.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think for the most part, Golden Disc was doing really well. And then mm-hmm. they had a really crazy collab. Well, it's not even a collab. It was more like a mini dream stage for Psy because Psy performed, and then of course he ended on the global phenomenon,
right?
Gangnam Style. And he went over to the side where, like, all the artists that performed mm-hmm, were at. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Haley, Stray Kids was probably getting ready. Yeah. Like, was not there because they're in the back or something.
And 17 wasn't there.
And either. 17 as mm-hmm. well. But all the other groups were there. Even mm-hmm. J-Hope was there.
Yes, J-Hope.
So that was pretty wild. So they did Gangnam Style. Like, he had them do, like, the chorus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the dance that everyone knows, right? Mm-hmm. So he went over to the idols. I mean, like, you had Big Naughty. And then J-Hope was, like, next to him also.
IVE. Oh, Le Sserafim.
And then, Le Sserafim and NHYPE were on that mm-hmm. side. The other side was IVE, New Jeans, and IDOL. Or yeah. G-IDOL, right?
It was cute because they were all really into it and dancing.
Man, they look like they were all having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So that's the stuff that I love.
Yeah, like the IDOL interactions. That's my shit. And there was a lot, actually. I've seen, like, so many random clips. There's one where Dino, he went and sat with Stray Kids, and then a staff member picked Dino out and then brought him back to sit with 17. Because she was
really?
Like, yeah.
I did not
She was
this.
Like, you're not supposed to be sitting here. And she brought him back. Because he was sitting with Changbin.
Because he was talking to Changbin, and they were like.
But she's like, nope. they were looking for him.
You want to tell people, like, what was that? Like, I think, because if it's Year of the Rabbit.
Yeah, so all the 97 liners, Year of the Rabbit. I think there was four of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it? Changbin, Dino.
Dino 17, Changbin, Stray Kids, freaking forgot her name from G-Idol, uh-huh. and then Treasure.
Oh, yes, and Treasure. So, like, there was four. They came out, and they were all wearing bunny ears, and they all did, like, a little bit of a song that released in 1997. Which is freaking crazy.
It was cool.
Because the one that I remember, of course, is Changbin's one. He did Ringalinga by Taeyong and GD. That came out in 1997? The fuck? That feel like it wasn't that. Wait, no, that's not right.
No, I don't think
so. No, it came out, I guess, the year of the rabbit. I was like, that's not right. I wasn't into K-pop in 1997.
Like, dude, I was not even... So I don't think they were out that early.
When I said it out loud, that doesn't make any sense. It probably was a song that came out during one of the years of Year of the Rabbit. Wait, I wasn't into K-pop in 1997.
I was like, that song came out before GG, baby.
It probably came out on one of the years of Year of the Rabbit. There you go.
That makes a lot more sense.
I know, it's like, wait.
Jeez, that scared me for a second, too.
That's all I have to say.
No, but it was pretty cool, like, for the most part. I want to see these fan cams, because I don't think I've seen a lot of the actual fan cams from, like, other people's viewpoints. A lot of them
is from Twitter.
Yeah, that's why. I need to...
Mine just randomly pops up, and it's always, like, related to Stray Kids. So that's why I was able to see that one with Dino.
Because, I mean, yeah, you're right, because we don't go on Twitter a lot, but then... I feel like people repost stuff on, you know, we go on Instagram and TikTok, obviously, more.
Yeah.
And then I see people repost, like, more stuff, like, and they're tagging other people, but they're from Twitter, like, Twitter videos and stuff.
Yeah, honestly, like, the K-pop community is all on freaking Twitter. So I follow it a lot because I get my Bubble updates on there.
Oh, well, I mean, that's why I follow, like, Twice Bubble updates and all that stuff, too.
And then, like, a lot of the pictures and behind the scenes is posted on Twitter, not on their actual Instagrams.
So. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's
so like weird. You have to follow every single social media relating to that group, basically.
To get everything. Like, everything, right? Yeah. To not miss out, basically. Because we do end up missing out on a lot of stuff. But that's why we have other friends and everyone else is covering stuff. So we kind of... are in the loop for the most part.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes, you know, we miss this stuff out. But I guess all these freaking awesome, cool fan cams from
they're all on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, God, it sucks. Because I wanted to see some more of the interactions. Because they're all close to each other.
Yeah, they were.
Like, they were all bunched up together. I mean, I only have three members.
You saw one. Who was it? When Jay Park was lifting up his shirt. God.
Yeah, that's
And then
true.
Who was it from NewJeans? Oh, Le Sserafim was covering NewJeans' eyes.
Like, I think they were covering Yunche and Hani's eyes. Yeah. Like, it was funny. But there's like, that's why. Those are all the cool things, you know, we miss out on if you weren't there. And it makes me think, like, man, when we have our mama, what are we going to do? It's like, I think, like, we'll be so distracted from, like, whatever's actually going on.
We're not even going to pay attention.
We're just going to be watching the idols on the side. And just all these interactions and shit. It's going to be
That's what people
wild.
Do. They just film them instead. Because, I mean, you can see all the award
oh,
stuff
Oh, hell yeah.
On
I could
TV.
Rewatch it again.
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm super excited for that. I'm really looking forward to that. Because that's what feeds me.
Yeah, I know.
It's my favorite dish, a K-pop dish. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
That's it.
That's
on
it.
On my end, yeah.
I mean, also, I guess we weren't supposed to talk about anime. But anime-wise, new season of a lot of... shows because anime season just finished.
Oh, yeah, right.
We finished and we caught up with a lot of the stuff that, except for Witch of Mercury, Gundam, I really want to catch up.
And My Hero.
And yeah, My Hero Academia. I'm caught up manga wise, anime wise, no. And we're excited for Dark Deku. Mm-hmm. And Genshin, I did play a few rounds with our friends of the Wind Trace. It's been a while. Besides that, I haven't touched it.
You can pull on Ayato?
For a few more days, right?
Yeah. For like 6 days
or
now.
Daddy Owl.
Owl. Yeah, I think that's when I'm going to come
back.
It's
coming up.
But honestly, I think I'm going to try and pull for Ayato.
You know what made me stop? Like, I tried pulling for Ayato.
Oh, you did?
Like three times. Ooh. Three temples, got nothing. Because I was peer pressured by the three people I was playing with.
Ah.
But I didn't get anything, so it just built up my pity, basically. But it's a good thing I didn't, because I'm like, you know what? I forgot I have... Shoot,
Nilu?
What's her name? Nilu. I have Nilu. I have a freaking water character DPS. Sorry.
Okay, well, I need to pull for him.
And you know what? Maybe I'll just do, like, all waifus. That's why I just...
So you're not going to get Owl?
No.
Ooh. What
I have Nahida. Really she's cute, too, and I haven't even built her or done anything.
I know.
So Owl is for you guys. You're waiting for Owl, right?
Yeah, I am.
Drilla, our friend Drilla is definitely...
I'm going to try.
Tiff is waiting for Owl, too, right?
Everyone is.
Probably Casey then. Yeah. Like, all the girls in our group chat basically waiting for Al.
Oh, and Chris. I think he still plays.
Probably. Oh, maybe he does.
I think they do. They're just not like on social media.
Active. Yeah. That's true. So yeah, I lied, I guess, in the beginning because we did talk about some anime and Genshin.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I think that'll do for this week because there's definitely going to be more and more stuff in the.
Yeah. As soon as we release this, there's probably like news already. that we don't know.
Yep. But we will cover it, of course, as always. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We are available on all platforms. Give us a notification bell. Tap, like, subscribe, rating, whatever you can do to help us out. We appreciate it. We appreciate you for always spending an hour with us every week, sometimes more than an hour. But for the most part, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So check us out. Where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And what will you be doing? Will you be posting stuff?
I'm just going to re-upload the bench.
But does that mean you'll be reposting this on our TikTok?
Yes. One video.
A week. A month.
A week. A week.
Oh, a week. Wow.
We'll see.
Oh, God. See.
We'll see.
No
promises.
And yeah, so I'll keep working on my New Jeans fan call videos. I'm going to do Mona next. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Thank you for joining us, as always, everyone. Till the next episode, take care, be safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.